And ever does the morning star grant its thoughts unto my morning form, tearing me from sleep, for the frenzy of potential and extravagance to craft, wonders, and cities in the blink of an eye, drawing me from the slumbering one and ones, the flurry of competing thoughts, in contrast to the peace of each still face. For the morning is not a time of calm, not to the mind of this still body, for while storms churn and lightning rings crown my head, my body is stealth every effort to hush this sound, to keep the peace of stolen sleep in a land where no cock crows. What work could be done, what labor performed, on a table where tools are assembled and placed, where the subject of all effort be numbers, the monad, dyad, triad, tetrad? It is no mystery that just following the tetrad, just after completing the tetractys, is the pentad, a star within a circle. It is as though, under so much, hidden beneath it these layers and forms, and so much made of them, each on element, unity to dyad, to triad, to tetrad. And only there does element enter at 4 in the morning, when Zeus and Hera, Adonais and Nestis, these are the 4 elements, the gods, indivisible with nature, and within and without it. Far of this nature it is. So, yet few can grasp it, or seemingly fewer still to say it, blinded and surrounded by mediocrity, only with separation can an ingredient be noticed, much less appreciated. I shout at dawn that any world with spirit is a world also of gods. Just as each stream has a spring, and each river has streams, and each sea its rivers, and ocean its seas, and through the mediation of earth each stream the ocean. And thus the earth, its saltiness and wind and air too, such salt, yet salt, through love between water and earth, it will not burn, but excites that flame. This is the relation of the gods I speak of, and in each love and strife, Aphrodite and her Ares. And do we not see that each name is so much more and ever so much less than what is made of them? That what we hold as wisdom, and indeed what they held as wisdom before us, while so much is so little, do you think that their names? Or need only taste that salt to tell it salt, or to find in it any meal the mouth minds? It is the same for the gods. For know that the Hera of which I speak is more than the Hera they mention, and needs so much less of their words, and is never lost to them, merely clothed with other fabrics. But to worship, is she not naked and free? It is not nudity, it's most free. And each sculptor an emancipator, then? Mostly of women. For once the sculptor sets down their tools for the last time, only the destruction of that art could occur to mute that nudity. So much unlike a painter's efforts. One cannot clothe stone. Can one, with paint, convincingly clothe? All is bound up in math, all contained, expressed. There is not without it, and this is why it is called one. And all striving for that pride of place insist upon being called the one. Or are not, and never was, for one's tongue contains all. Said only a single word. 2. Is this more artfully rendered in other languages' speech? Do you hear me at all? The chaos of all within all is changed only in division, and that requiring equal portions becomes midpoint to more, requiring polarity prior to plurality. The divided seeks unity, but instead, giving half its essence, and each performing this, we arrive at a triad, to witness the opposite of unity, even by fulfilling the notion of unity.